This part of the program is a very important section of the six-step process. And what we'll be talking about is how you find a good broker and also how do you negotiate an offer. But more than anything else, it's about lifelong learning, which is really step one, and becoming a better investor. So recording with me today are two dear friends, Wayne and Lynn Morgan. They own the Austin Institute of Real Estate in Austin, Texas. And the reason I've asked them to be co-presenters on this part of the program is simply because both Wayne and Lynn started off as real estate agents. They both became brokers, or they ran and managed offices. And today, they actually teach real estate agents to become real estate brokers. So the Austin Institute of Real Estate in Austin, Texas, today has 80% of the market share. And they do some things very right that many real estate schools do not do in training agents. So before I introduce them to you, I'd just like to give you my story of how I got out into the real world to begin finding out the real world of real estate agents. So it was in 1973 that I did that real estate course that I got off an infomercial in Honolulu, Hawaii. And the teacher or the instructor for this course was a very successful real estate investor. And he says, the first thing you're going to find out is you'll go out into the real world of Honolulu, Hawaii, and they're going to tell you, you can't find that deal. You know, you'll talk to an agent and say, I'm looking for this, 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 this. And say, nah, those things don't exist. You must have done one of those stupid real estate courses. And he was right. I heard that over and over and over. And he said the reason for that is many real estate agents are not investors, and they don't think like investors. A lot of real estate agents are just barely surviving financially. So they don't really understand somebody wanting to make extra money from real estate. They wouldn't know a good deal if they saw one. So because of this, in 1973, this guy said to me, most real estate agents will not understand a thing you're saying, even though they're real estate professionals. If you let them discourage you, he says, you'll never make it. And he was absolutely correct. So I went from deal to deal, from building to building, just looking at property. Left my checkbook at home. I went looking at property, and I talked to agents. And most of them said the same thing. You can't find what you're looking for. Such deals don't exist. And without his encouragement, I would have given up. I would say, yeah, there's no good deal out there. Because the reason was I was talking to real estate agents or real estate brokers who are broke. And that was the big problem. Finally, one day, I still remember, he said to the class, is one day you'll find that one person that understands you. And sure enough, I'm trudging along Waikiki, looking around. And finally, I see this little sign, says real estate agent. And I go upstairs. The guy's name was Tom, little office, no fancy showroom, no pretty pictures of houses on the walls, just sitting there, stacks of files, you know, little manila folders of all the clients he's working with. And I said, I'm looking for this. He says, how many do you want? And that's when I knew I found my first investor-type real estate agent. And I did three deals with him. And then it was about a few years later, I found a guy who was better than Tom. His name was John up in Portland, Oregon. And John did 30 closings a month. And he never took me to look at any property. He says, I'm not a taxi driver. I will not drive you around. He had three women on these computers just searching for real estate deals, just serious by the numbers and the areas. And John would call me up and say, Robert, I have this deal on this cross street and this cross street. Is this? This is the financing under it. You have 30 minutes. If you say you don't want it, I'm going to sell it to another one of my investors. And with John, I don't know how many, I think I did 12 deals with him in less than a year.